With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There was a lot of competition for the National Book Award in 1989, but the winning fiction was a dark horse, a novel called Spartina by John Casey. Spartina is now out in paperback, the story of a Rhode Island fisherman with a hand-to-mouth existence who is obsessed by the building of a 50-foot fishing boat in his backyard. John Casey used to live on a small island off the Rhode Island coast.
I knew a number of boat builders and the people who tong clams and put lobster pots out, and their life was very rough. These were not people who didn't want to work. They worked very hard, and they knew a lot, and their life just got tougher and tougher and tougher.
One memorable scene in the book has the hero taking his small fishing boat, Spartina, into the open sea in the hopes of escaping a deadly hurricane.
I must know 20 people that I talked to who have had who have been through storms of that size, and I've been in smaller boats in full gales and was plenty scared.
The title of the novel, Spartina, comes from the name of a coarse grass that grows along the coast.
I'd lived with it for years and didn't know what it was called. I mean, and actually an awful lot of people just call it marsh grass.
John Casey's first novel, An American Romance, and a collection of short stories remain in print.
That kind of following is probably makes me feel as good as winning the National Book Award, which was one huge shot of a thrill.
John Casey's Spartina is an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Casey, winner of the National Book Award for his novel Spartina, comes from a family of political activists. His father was a four-term congressman from Massachusetts.
I thought that I couldn't become a man until I held some sort of public office. But there was a slight impediment to that because I couldn't talk in public, as you may notice.
At Harvard, John Casey began to act on the stage, and he discovered that when he acted and sang, his stuttering would disappear. He recalls wanting to ask out an attractive girl named Diana Gilmore, but he couldn't say her name, so Casey's roommate coached him.
John, look, you just ask for Miss Gilmore. And so I practiced that. He said, now you're on stage, John. I said, is Miss Gilmore there? Is Miss Gilmore there? And so I said, all right, fine. And I dialed the number. I said, hello. And it was Mrs. Gilmore. She said, hello. And I said, hello, is Miss Gilmore there? And she said, which one? And I went, did. And I never went out with Diana Gilmore.
John Casey went on to law school, but in his third year, he met the gifted writer, Peter Taylor,
who finally took me aside and said, don't be a lawyer, write.
John Casey's wonderful novel, Spartina, now an Avon trade paperback, is the tale of a hardscrabble Rhode Island fisherman who struggles to hold on to his family and his dignity. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.